1240 AM WSBC. Yeah. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Right.
This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and in Bridgeport here in Chicagoland. Fox's Beverly Pizza on Western Avenue in the Beverly neighborhood.
That's correct.
Best thin crust on the south side.
That's right.
Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you.
Love stout.
Flood Brothers Disposal. If you have refuse problems, call the Floods and they'll come pick up your garbage.
True story.
Yep. Best in the game. And the International Association of Firefighters Local Union 2. The greatest. The heroes.
The heroes of Earth.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always, to my left is my twin brother,
What's
Billy.
What's up? Hello.
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hello.
Hello.
Welcome back. Another week. Just, folks, for our listeners, you can always go back to our archives and go to hibernianradio.org and find replays of the show there.
Yes,
or you can go to iTunes and find it there. On the way over tonight, I typically like to listen to the prior week episode.
Smart.
Usually. Because it's very episodic, and we tend to have a stream of conscious kind of way of going through the program.
Yes.
That's correct. We're not going to talk about feet tonight.
Perhaps
the oddest topic. And that, it's an odd topic. Chicago guy saying odd is weird. Odd.
You're so odd.
Right. He's kind of odd.
It's been said quite a few times.
I don't
times.
Mind their podcast. It's supposed to be Irish, but all they did last week was talk about feet. Kind of odd.
Yeah, it was.
You know?
Yeah,
that's
it was.
True.
It
Very
was
pretty odd.
Odd.
Anyway, I'm having a pretty good week. I hope you guys are doing the same. It's been kind of hot. My for
stormy.
Some, yes, it's very stormy and hot.
Indeed.
Right. Odd weather. Anyway, my angina is coming back to me.
I'm sorry?
Your
angina? Angina? Is that how you pronounce it, maybe?
I don't know.
Angina?
Did you just pull a Billism?
Yes, probably.
Your angina's coming back?
Yeah.
Was that like a rash?
I was on the golf course today, and for a brief moment, I thought I might be having a heart attack.
Oh, boy.
No.
Oh, so you're hypo, what's that?
The anxiety.
When you think you're dying all the time and you're sick all the time, what's that called?
Hypochondriac.
Yeah. That's coming back.
Well, I don't know. I think it was just like, but I wasn't anxious about anything when I got out on the course. I was like, there's nothing bothering me. Everything's going good. COVID, obviously, our country's in a mess, you know, and very divided. That's stressful for everybody.
Sure.
But other than that, you know, I was like, okay, it's a beautiful day.
Not if you don't think about it.
Right. Yeah, and I tend to think way too much. Hence, last episode's about feet.
We all have those,
right? Yeah, we all. What's so crazy about it? We're odd. We all have them.
We're called dreams.
The foot speech that brought America together.
Right. President Biden.
Do we not all have feet?
Right.
Some of us don't actually.
Come on, man. Feet. We all got feet. Bunions, corns. Let's start putting one in front of the other. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm going to bed now.
Night.
Good night.
Yeah. No, just night.
Right. Night. Wouldn't that be great if the president just ended his talk? Night.
Night.
Just walked away.
No, long night. Night.
I was on the course.
Like a father who's angry
with
his kids.
Way upstairs.
Night.
Oh, yeah, that's like the teenage daughter is like, Dad, we're so poor. You never buy anything cool.
Night.
Good night.
Never buy us anything cool.
Yeah.
What about that surfboard I got you?
Right. What about that surfboard?
I live in Roselle. What am I going to do with a surfboard?
T.A. just hit a walk-off.
Oh, Billy just brings in the Chicago White Sox.
Is that true?
To a run bomb.
No, we got a hug.
I give you a hug.
For our listeners.
What a stressful game. My God.
Wow, what a game. It's unbelievable.
I can breathe.
Sorry.
The Chicago White Sox are not sponsoring this program tonight.
No, I know.
Baseball.
I'm intoxicated. Look at my t-shirt.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, tonight was the field.
Patty's got a Titleist hat on.
Yes, Titleist. It's a golf brand.
You are the Titleist.
Right.
The White Sox are my Titleist.
Mm-hmm. They're the Titleist of my eye. Before the commitment.
Yes, you're having a heart attack in the golf course.
Thank you.
Go ahead. What'd you do? You pitched and had a hearty?
No, well, I've been on this big long golf kick, right?
Yeah, what's it been, 2 weeks?
No, it's been like the whole summer I've been playing a lot. And I've been playing rather consistently decent the last couple of weeks. And our good friend Nick Rado called me up. He's like, let's play.
We love Nick.
Oh, we got a bell. Don't we have to ring a bell?
We do have to ring
a bell. For
Nicky? We mentioned Rado's name again.
Thank you.
But he was like, hey, man, we haven't gone out all summer. Let's try to play. I was like, all right. So we went out to Fresh Meadows in Westchester and got on the course, and everything was fine. And then on like the fourth hole, all of a sudden it got real hot and I got real lightheaded, you know? Granted, I'm smoking too.
Are you drinking water?
You're both smoking.
Yeah, we were both smoking, you know? And I have, we have huge Gatorades, you know? And yeah, I was drinking a Gatorade and I was fine. But all of a sudden, like, this wave came over me. And I was like, and I haven't had one of these in a long time. Right. I guess it was, you could call it a panic attack of some kind, right? I was like, what's happening? It's an anxiety attack. Or is it a heart attack, you know?
What was your symptoms?
And I could
You felt faint?
I felt faint, and then I had like a little bit of like, you know, like the feeling like you're going to throw up a little bit. You know? And I had that, and I took a drag off my cigarette. And no. Like
that helps.
I felt like that's what was what caused
it. That regulates your heartbeat.
I don't know. I felt like that was what caused it. And I was like, oh. I'm gonna puke, and it's really hot, and I'm lightheaded. But I had like I had a bagel and a huge orange juice, and like I had something to eat and a banana before I went out. Like I wasn't like I was hungry, but I wasn't like starving. I was like,
you had a bagel and a banana.
Well, I don't like eating a lot before I play, you know. Otherwise, I'll be sluggish and just not into it.
Did you put the banana through the hole of the bagel before you ate it?
No,
or just like rest it on top of the golf cart like that.
Yeah.
That like a balancing act?
That should be your symbol from now on.
That would be kind of odd.
Like how Prince has a symbol, his is a banana through the hole of a donut?
Through a bagel, yeah.
Oh, a bagel.
Through a beautiful bagel.
Wow.
Okay, go ahead.
Something not right about
that's,
that.
That's perfectly
actually,
normal.
We were talking about a couple episodes back. That's the golf shirt
that's
logo.
The golf shirt logo, yes.
That's the logo.
For Patty's.
Yeah.
For Patty's collection.
Patty's collection. Right.
I have to come up with this. So that's going to take a week.
The Angina collection.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I said that to Nick while I'm playing. I'm like, I'm not feeling good. He's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know. And like, you don't know how to tell somebody when you're playing with them or anybody. Like, how do you tell somebody, like, maybe I'm having a heart attack or like, I feel like I'm having the symptoms of it? Mike has a note. Mike Sarkowski, our producer, GERD. Yes, maybe that. Maybe some of that gastric. I don't even know what that stands for, but I've read
GERD.
It. Yeah, GERD, like a verp, like a vomit burp, you know?
GERD.
But anyway, I powered GERD. Through. No, I had, like, I couldn't play well, and I just had, like, power through the round. Until and then all of a sudden at, like, the 12th hole, I started to feel better, like, out of nowhere. And I was like, okay, it definitely was. As soon as I told myself, it's anxiety. It's the heat.
Right.
It's the heat. You didn't eat enough. Like, relax. Power through it. Don't go home. Don't bail. You know? But anyway, we had a great time and I went out. But, like, I'm...
And you didn't die.
And I didn't die.
That's a nice touch.
You know?
Did you get a hole in the morning anywhere?
No. I played horrible because of this. Like, I could not concentrate. Like, my drives were off. Everything was terrible. But... I'm sure the public doesn't care about my golf game or my panic attacks, but
nah.
I'm
it's a way of life. It happens to people.
Now I'm panicked that I'm going to start having those again. I'm like, what's bringing those back? Why am I having those again?
Buy a thing of chewing tobacco on your way home.
That'll help. Yeah, I'll get the spins and all that stuff. Anyway, it was the Field of Dreams game, as you mentioned, Bill. It looks like Tim Anderson just hit a walk-off home run.
Yes.
There you go, TA.
Shoeless Joe was smiling.
The ghosts were there. They were present tonight.
Anyway, the Sox are... what'd you think of the Field of Dreams game? Like,
it's cool.
You like it?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was cool.
You know what I liked about it? The lack of technology.
Okay.
You know, it's like it brought baseball back kind of to its pure form, minus the, like, you know, whatever.
Right.
Necessary TV stuff. But, you know, even when you're watching the game, they didn't have, like, the box and, like, where the strikes went and stuff. It was, like,
just
old school.
Yeah, I'll give you that, Clay. I like that sort of aesthetic that they brought back to the game. It was cool to look at.
Yeah.
But I couldn't figure out why. Like, so there's the film Field of Dreams, obviously. That's been out forever.
Right.
Like, it's not a cross-promotion of any kind, unless there's a Field of Dreams 2 coming out.
There is.
Which we might have to cast, and I think we will do that after the commercial break. But we'd have to ask the people at Cork and Carrie what they think.
Who might be part of the Field of Dreams 2?
Yeah, who's in Field of Dreams 2? Is it even about baseball?
We'll talk.
Maybe it's about feet.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk.
Maybe it's about a guy who's got ugly feet and has panic attacks.
And he builds a football field and becomes a
kicker.
Yeah,
he builds a football field instead of a baseball field.
Becomes a field goal kicker.
Right.
Who hangs out at the Cork and Carry every night. This show is presented by him. More Hooli's Hooli after these.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Carry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by to Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Blondie, Heart of Glass.
Oh, yeah.
It's my theme song while I have panic attacks on the golf course. What's wrong?
Having a heart attack.
Right.
I'm ninth green.
Right. It's hot. I had a bagel and a banana, and now my heart's going to explode.
I inserted thy banana into the bagel.
And a menthol cigarette.
For good luck.
Welcome back, folks. Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Such a flow song.
Yes, it is. Before the break, we were talking about the Field of Dreams game. They had Kevin Costner on.
It was kind of like a tribute to Costner.
Yeah, it was. And I didn't. That's what I did. I was actually, like, get him. I was like,
Kevin Costner died 6 months ago. That was the angel of Kevin Costner.
Right.
Tonight. That's what he's wearing, the white.
He walked out on the field tonight for the opening, like.
You know, I missed that part.
Dude, it was like he was like just staring in the outfield for like 3.5 minutes. I'm like, what's going on? And you knew the players were eventually going to like come out, I think. And I was like, we're just going to watch Costner stare at the stands?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the director told him to do. He goes, come out. We're going to build up the moment.
He said, come out slow.
Right.
Because he took forever.
Was Costner, I wonder if the director was on an earpiece to him, you know, slower, Costner.
Do you know what he was thinking about, Costner, when he was walking?
What?
A horse drinking water.
From a trough.
From an ocean.
Mm-hmm. What if just a white horse came through the field?
With the baseball laces drawn on it.
That would have been great! What if Dennis Hopper came out of the corn dressed as his character from Waterworld?
No, as Shooter from Hoosiers.
Sure!
Disrupted the whole game.
He's got a shotgun. Identify!
Hoosiers. Foul!
Hoosiers is a better film.
Hoosiers is a far better film than Field of Dreams, in my opinion.
They're totally different. You can't even compare them. The one is complete nonsense. It's like,
right?
You can't even. It's so insane.
Would I have liked Field of Dreams if Costner wasn't in it? That's what I've been trying to analyze and try to think about.
If it was Jeremy Irons?
If it was Jeremy Irons? Now that would... Hey, Dad, want to have a game of catch?
No.
No. Back to your piano playing. Baseball's for weenies.
No, who else could do it? For real.
Like, would have been replacement actors for Costner in Field of Dreams?
Craig T. Nelson?
Craig T. Nelson.
Well, yeah, he would have been good, actually.
He would have been good. Right.
He would have been far more interesting.
Okay.
Maybe.
Boy, I don't know. I mean, you could have...
Field of Dreams 2. What's the plot? What's the plot of Field of Dreams 2? And is it a baseball movie? Right?
Yeah.
It's got to take place in a field, though.
Yeah.
We already said that it would be about fate.
Yes.
And it would be about... Okay. Football.
Yeah, it's a football movie.
Does a football field, you know.
It's a football and horse movie.
It's football, horses, water, kicking.
Costner kicking.
Costner is not the main character, but maybe we'll give him a cameo.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to in Field of Dreams, too.
He'll work at the foot doctor's office.
Dr. Ray Kinsella.
Yes.
He's a podiatrist.
The podiatrist.
He became a podiatrist after he made a bunch of dough from the Field of Dreams and put himself through medical school.
With Iowa State.
The house never went in foreclosure. Everything worked out.
Yeah, right. He got into feet, forgot all about baseball. Sure. Got into football, kicking.
Yeah, he was like, Moonlight Graham told me to get into feet doctor moves. So I had to do it.
Terrence.
And then him and Janikowski hang out at a bar in Russia.
Sebastian Janikowski, for the neophyte listener, the football kicker.
The kicker for the Raiders. Is he still in the Raiders?
Why Russia? I don't even think Janikowski's
Russian.
No,
he's from Poland.
Okay.
Just so we can involve Putin, maybe.
Yes, exactly. Putin's got to be in it. Field of Dreams?
Want to play catch?
With Russian Field of Dreams.
Field of Ice.
Field of Ice. Yeah. If you freeze it, they will come. Yeah, they're in Siberia.
Right. A bunch of Russian prisoners come out of behind the, you know.
The ice mountains.
The ice mountains.
Like, yeah. Instead of corn stalks, there's ice mountains.
Right. We haven't eaten or worn clothes in years.
And then Putin plays catch with a polar bear.
That's it.
Russian field of dreams. Fields of ice.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Same soundtrack.
What's the opening song?
It's the same soundtrack.
It's the Allman Brothers.
Oh, it's the Allman Brothers?
I love Allman Brothers. Dwayne?
Well, you want to play some Allman Brothers?
Let's do it.
What do you got?
This song's actually in Field of Dreams at
really?
Some point, I believe. Yeah. During, of course it is, when they're on the road and they show the highway.
When he's with Terrence...
Terrence Mann.
Terrence James Mann. Earl Jones. Yeah, who wrote The Boat Rocker.
That's correct.
In the movie.
That's all nonsense.
That's when Costner says, you know, he was mean to
he
his father.
His, yeah, right.
Because
right,
I read
right.
The Boat Rocker, you know? And Terrence gets all upset.
That's right, Bill.
But we have to have a scene like that, you know?
In Russian Field of Ice.
Russian Field of Ice where, yes.
What book did Putin read that made him?
The Russian sales manual.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
He said, I do not want to be salesman.
Right. I didn't want to be salesman. I wanted to be king of this country and richest man in the world.
I want to, but I want to be ice jockey.
Well, anyway, here's Allman Brothers.
Cool. There we go. Yeah. Allman Brothers.
We love it.
Nice little break there.
I love a guitar, you know?
Yeah, I love it. I love a guitar, you know?
Just that's one. Right. One at a time.
Speaking of guitar, you
one
went,
at a time.
You said you went and saw a rock band over the weekend.
I went to a rock show, yes. Oh, yeah. The Black Crowes.
You did? You went?
Nice. Yeah, it was awesome. It was amazing. So I was like kind of nostalgic because that was the first concert I ever went to.
Well, how did they sound?
Sounded amazing.
Just like they just were like the first time?
Yeah.
Like, that's great.
Really impressive.
Was and, it the original Allman, or I'm sorry, Black Crowes lineup? The brothers, both Robinson brothers playing together?
Yes, both Robinsons.
Even though they hate each other?
Drummer, well, they made up, so this was like the reunion kind of
thing. Oh, okay.
And a new other guitar player, but he was amazing and whatever. But some backup singers.
Sure.
But I saw a bunch of people I haven't seen in a while, and it was kind of had a high school feeling to it.
Where was it?
At Tinley Park, the World Theater. The World? I still call it. Yeah,
yeah, that's what it's not the World. It hasn't been the World for like 20 years.
Yeah,
no, COVID restrictions.
No restrictions. Really,
get in there and jovial, get sweaty.
Jovial crowd.
Sure.
Why you know, not? A lot of Harley Davidson and gear. And
that's the crowd,
we
man.
Love it.
Yeah.
Cigarettes everywhere.
Ciggies everywhere.
Other kinds of smoke floating around.
Mm-hmm. You think, I think, wasn't Dave Matthews this past weekend?
He was the night before.
Okay, yeah, so those are both kind of iconic rock bands of the 90s.
Matthews is not a rock band.
Yeah, I know that, but it's like...
You don't, what do you consider, what do you call him?
He's a pop singer, I think. Folk, maybe folk.
I don't think he's a pop guy.
I would say folksy.
Folk pop?
Folksy blues, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have
folksy blues pop.
Folksy blues pop.
Oh, you're speaking of Dave Matthews. Folksy blues pop kind of thing?
He is my best favorite.
I was hoping that he could write score for Fields of Ice, but he was busy.
He was too busy dumping poo on people.
He was too busy dumping poo-poo on people of Chicago.
On tourists. I've done the same. I understand.
yeah. Right.
I get it. I know his rage.
I understand his anger.
Right. Sometimes people do need a little poo-poo dumped
it's
on them.
It's tough not belonging to a genre.
Right, right.
I don't know. That's a really good question, actually. What would you consider, like, you know, blues traveler?
Actually, you know, it's funny.
They're
like,
blues.
Or Rusted Root.
Right, okay, yeah.
What are they?
Folk rock.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Anyway, yeah, sure.
You guys any folk rock?
I don't hear them mentioning America trucks or hot dogs in any of them songs.
So, funny you mention hot dogs. Did you see the thing they were serving at the baseball
game?
Yeah,
an apple pie crusted dog.
Yeah, a hot dog wrapped in apple, like an apple pie.
Apple pie dogs?
Like if you went to McDonald's and got their apple pie and then jammed a hot dog through it and then ate it.
John Schmoltz,
no,
who was doing
you.
The game with Buck, was like talking about how like he wanted to try one. He was all in about it.
The Field of Dreams game. You're
yeah, you know Hendrix had one.
It looked,
he gave up.
It
so
looked
many
disgusting to me.
Yeah, it's nothing I would be interested.
Like, no
in.
No mustard. What's going on here?
It's probably amazing.
It is probably amazing. We're just knocking it. My question that I was going to ask you
yes,
earlier,
Bill.
We were making an analogy because you said you went to the Crowes concert.
Yes, yes.
And I said, oh, the Dave Matthews concert. Now those are kind of two different crowds, a little bit. Some
yeah,
might
sure.
say.
Oh, yeah. Wait, yeah, I think so.
One's preppy versus rugged.
More cigarette smoking at the Crowes than Dave Matthews?
I didn't go to Dave Matthews. I have no idea, but I would assume. Much
that's what
more,
I'm saying. What, is there a stereotype there?
60-1, I would say. Smokers.
Smokers at the Crowes?
At the Crowes, yeah.
Menthol smokers?
Oh, yeah. Cools.
Okay.
But yeah, I it felt good to go back to a concert. I haven't been to a concert in a while.
Yeah, well, it's great to just. Any of that stuff coming back is exciting, right?
Yeah.
Have gone. I will
good.
Say this about Dave Matthews, now that we're on the topic. I couldn't... I liked Dave Matthews when I first heard him.
You did?
Yes, I liked him.
Went out and got the album Under the Table and Dreaming.
What did
that,
you...
That big,
what did you like about him, Pat?
What did you like about Dave Matthews?
David Matthews.
Mm-hmm. I like his melodies. Anyway, I did like him when he first came out, and then I started to hate him. Not because of his music. I never
because of his fans.
Yes.
The preppy, the prepsters.
It was like all the kids that I hated all of a sudden were like, we're all going to see Dave.
It was an
you're going to see Dave. You're going to see Dave. I was like, what? Like, unfortunately, artists can't pick their fans, right? So I have to imagine that Dave Matthews was probably kind of thrilled and disappointed at the same time, where he was like,
Because I don't think he grew up as a kid who was wearing hemp chokers and Madras shorts and white baseball caps. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, right.
He was never of that ilk at all. And then all of a sudden, those are the type of kids who are gravitating to all his shows. They're all like white, upper-class, like rich punks.
Yeah, 13-year-old, you know? Like, nerds.
Right.
No matter what you say.
Also, because...
Yeah. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Right.
Tickle that acoustic.
This is Costner's pump-up music before he comes out to the... You know, this is Joe Buck's pump-up music.
This is what Putin pets his dog to.
We'll be back with Kevin Costner after these messages. Ooh, Dave Matthews bumper.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something very, I don't know. It does. I see what you mean.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't. I
feel like he geared his music towards that crowd, though.
He
like,
had to at a certain point, yeah, right? Like, and then he got real soft with like that song "Satellite." You know,
sure, Satellite.
You liked that,
and all the teenage girls liked him.
That's
you know?
What made you like them.
That's. I think it made me hate him because I liked the teenage girls, and I was mad that they liked Dave Matthews and they didn't like me.
See, I liked that the girls liked it.
You did?
Yeah, I'm like, all right.
You
cool.
like you that they thing. Like it?
You guys like this?
Hey,
you
guys come over. Like I'm going to play Satellite later.
Yeah, you guys jammed on to this?
Is
what?
It cool if we play Dave?
Yeah,
I got
fine.
Some Boone's Farm. We're going to play Satellite and a hot tub.
I like loud. I like amplified. I like my guitars.
So do I.
My guitars amplified.
Snarling at you.
Yeah, just like give me something I can hear the next day in my ears.
Yeah.
We've gone off. In other words, folks, we don't like Dave Matthews' music very much.
No, because he doesn't plug in his guitars.
He's not, sure he does. We just I don't think any one of us here has ever experienced a Dave concert. And
I have.
Oh, you've been. I see. I've never
seen him
been to one.
Times.
Did you go for the music or did you go for the girls?
Mostly the girls and drinking.
Right, girls and drinking. Dave Matthews. Yeah, he's okay.
But then you go and you're blown away at how good they are musically. You're like, wow, that's really impressive. You know.
Yeah, sure. But do they ever get nasty?
No.
Yeah, that's right. What
define nasty?
Like you riding know, like, the microphone stand?
Like, ah!
Like Steven Tyler?
Yeah, you know, just filth
Axl,
and...
Early Axl?
Yeah, but just
do
real heavy...
Do some early Axl with dude, David.
Sleazy, heavy guitar everywhere.
Come on, Dave, get sleazy for us. This is so Milk Toast.
You gotta call him David.
Right.
Come on, David!
That's his agent. Come on, David, get sleazy for him.
Do something, unzipping your pants
right,
or something.
Right, you're getting paid out there. Make them want it.
You look like you work at Ace Hardware. Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Not at all. So I hear some news in the game show world.
What?
Yeah, there's a new host of Jeopardy.
There's two.
Oh,
two
really?
New hosts.
Duel.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the dual host idea, truly.
They should tie them together.
That would be great. If they just put them in one suit together. They both say at the same time?
What, you mean like one suit with two heads? And
one suit, two heads.
One right. suit, two heads. Two arms, two
yep.
legs.
Two Brooks Brothers shirts.
Right.
Two thighs.
That would be a thing.
That would be a thing.
Be great. It'd be equal.
Play Dave
right?
Matthews when they come out.
Yeah, they play Ants sure. Marching when they come out. The host is here. And now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeopardy.
Let's get serious.
No, when I first read it. So the new hosts are Mike Richards.
Yeah, sure.
When I first read, and Mayim Bialik.
Is it Keith's kid?
No, but when I read that, I was like, Mike Richards, Kramer's got the job for Jeopardy?
He's back.
Yeah.
Because I knew that they were looking for a celebrity, right? Like
yeah,
they,
right.
Ken Jennings was in the running. There were a few other names thrown around there. I was like, okay. But I was like, wait, Mike Richards, who's that? Well, he's a producer who has worked on in the background of the show for, and he's
yeah,
had.
So he made that happen.
Well, he has a little game show experience, you know.
What'd he do? What'd he do?
Well, here we go, right here.
Is he the host of Shipmates?
No, what's Shipmates?
It's like a dating show on a cruise ship.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know that one.
The host name is Chris Jagger, I think.
There were Cheaters, Shipmates. What are some of the other ones that were some real dog crap ones? Those are always entertaining.
There were some good ones. Man. The one with the like the bubbles, what was that?
Oh, yeah.
The
ones that were on Channel 50 were always the best.
Yeah, those are
trashiest and the best.
Yeah, me and Bill.
They had like the trashiest chicks.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I could see meeting this chick at a bar.
Yeah, like,
I could see you on that show.
Me?
Back.
You want to drink some Mai Tais? Thought we'd go over to this local joint.
The professor says.
He lights a square 5 minutes into it. There was always that guy.
You mind if I smoke? You already smoke. You already smoking.
You mind if I smoke?
I love that.
Does my smoking bother you?
No, it's like you're halfway through the cigarette. You mind if I smoke?
Back to Jeopardy.
Yes.
The iconic game show announced Wednesday morning it will have two hosts for the first time in its long history. Richards, an executive producer of the show, will handle the daily duties of the syndicated program, while Mayim Bialik will host Jeopardy primetime and spinoff specials.
Blossom. So
she gets to host when people are going to watch.
They said they had the Blossom Jeopardy and Joey Lawrence.
Whoa! Reunited. Daily Double. Whoa!
Or the older brother. What was his name? Tony.
Anthony, right. Yeah. Anthony and Joey.
Siri, who is Blossom's older brother?
Who played the actor who played Blossom's oldest brother?
Right.
What happened to his career?
Is he alive?
Probably.
Who?
Tony.
Tony.
Tony Blossom. What was their last name?
Tony Blossom.
Tony Blossom works at Rivers Casino.
Absolutely. He's the general manager.
General manager Tony Blossom, Rivers Casino.
Tony Blossom.
Tony, we're going to need 200,000 in chips for everybody.
Yeah.
Anthony Russo.
Oh, Michael Stoganoff? Stoyanov?
A Russian actor.
Ah, well, maybe he'd be perfect for Fields of Ice.
He is in.
Right. You know who's playing the Costner part in Fields of Ice? Michael Stoyanov. He was Blossom's brother.
Oldest brother
from the TV
Matt
show.
Matt Lawrence.
Remember that? With Mayim Bialik? How about that?
Right.
There he is now. Looks like.
Oh, he's perfect.
Dude, yeah. He's perfect.
He's very sinister looking.
He is.
He's kind of a very rough. He could get a rough Kevin Costner. Yeah, he's perfect for Fields of Ice.
Yeah. Everyone, Google Michael Stoyanov, Stoyanov.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's cute.
He was cute in 96.
He was handsome in Fields of Ice.
As reported, Richards was revealed to be the front runner recently after guest hosting in February and crushing it. He's also hosted other game shows before, Divided and The Pyramid for Sony Pictures GSN Cabler, Game Show Network.
A serious question.
Yeah.
How does your mom feel about this? I know she's a big Jeopardy fan.
I haven't spoken to her yet. Mm. I wanted a woman to get the gig, truly.
Sure.
This time around.
Who was your pick?
I didn't have one. I thought it would be cool to see an unknown. You know, like an old librarian, you know, like who would be a good host? Like, Helen Mirren, you know, somebody like that. Helen Hunt?
Yeah.
From Mad About You to Jeopardy.
To Twister.
Right.
From Mad About You to Twister to Jeopardy.
Why did Mayim Bialik gets work? Because she went and became like a scientist or something, I believe.
I think she was a scientist. Right.
Yes. Isn't she a chemist of some kind?
She's like
Big Bang Theory.
Molecular biologist.
There you go. So she's smart.
She's read more books than you've even looked at.
Bialik, she's read more books than I've even looked at. She's perfect for the show.
She's a smarty pants.
Right. Bialik was one of seven.
Said Tony Blossom.
Said Tony.
Producer.
Producer Tony Blossom.
Yeah, but hold on. In a weird way. All right, can I say this in a weird way?
What's her first name?
Mayim.
Mayim?
Well, see, this is the problem.
Just call her Blossom.
Blossom. You have to, because there's different. The media is so goofy. It's Mayim. It's Mayim. It's Mayim. It's Blossom from now on, because everybody knows what that is.
I got a question.
Yes, Bill.
All right, so we're talking about Jeopardy. And, you know, they've given this to.
Well, we were talking
Blossom.
About Mayim Bialik.
Yeah, I'm getting back to Blossom here. Trebek, you know, when he started on that show. Could be in one way or another in the 80s, right? Could he have been looked at as kind of a male sex symbol a little bit? Like he was attractive, he was intelligent, people, you know, like that helped sell the show. Is Blossom a sex symbol?
No.
No.
I know.
Never was.
But yeah, that was part of it to some guys.
No, come on. She was the opposite of that.
Was Blossom, she could have been a sex symbol in the
90s. She was like teaching girls that you could be smart and cool at the same time.
Right.
And we're...
Instead of being
sun
Kelly
hats.
Bundy, you know, the opposite.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yes. Right.
Who was hot?
Kelly Bundy. Oh, I'd love to have dated her.
I like how Clay builds himself up and then just tears it right down.
I would have liked to have dated either Kelly Bundy or the blonde chick from Charles in Charge. She was hot.
Nicole Eggert. Yeah, she was on Baywatch. Yeah. I saw her in the airport at LAX one day.
Wasn't she Sunny on Baywatch? Oh, no, that was Pam Anderson.
She should have
right?
pretended like you were choking.
Bialik was one of several celeb guest hosts who filled in this year, along with Ken Jennings, Aaron Rodgers. We all remember that.
Boo.
LeVar Burton. I would have liked to see. I would have liked
Rambo.
LeVar.
I would have liked to see LeVar.
I thought that would have been cool.
That
I would
have been
liked
real
that.
Cool.
Anderson Cooper, no. Katie Couric, no. George Stephanopoulos, no. And many others.
I just thought of an idea.
Those were all the people considered. So I was like, yeah, maybe they made. I think I would take Maya Bialik out of all those people, truthfully.
What about the woman who was the host of. She was on Law and Order, too. But she was the host of Carmen Sandiego.
Oh,
remember the young
African-American woman?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know her name. She's good, though.
What about her?
She would have been great.
Yes.
They for Jeopardy. The acapella she, like, crew fits get that back part. Together.
Could have got the acapella
crew.
You
know crew. What they were called?
No, I remember them from the...
they were called Rockapella.
Rockapella on Carmen Sandiego. Remember Ghost Rider? Ghost Rider!
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry.
Well, I hope the. I wonder if the aesthetic look of Jeopardy changes with the hosts, right?
Yeah, they're going to jazz it up.
Well,
disco balls over everybody's head.
I mean, it's rather, right?
This is the disco portion.
They'll be playing Heart of Glass every day. So
welcome back to Jeopardy. 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 The game where you answer with a question.
Who's that, Tiesto?
Yes.
Do we know who Tiesto is?
Yeah, he's a DJ.
Yeah, he's popular.
Yes. Of course I know who Tiesto is.
I made Tiesto.
He was constructed on the field of ice. Anyway, let's take a commercial break.
Okay.
More Hoolies Hooli after these.
Chicago firefighters first formed an independent firemen's association in 1901. Firefighter delegates met in 1918 at the American Federation of Labor Convention to form the International Association of Firefighters. Chicago, having been the second organization to join the American Federation of Labor, they were designated as IAFF Local 2. Over the next 100 years or so, Local 2 has been tempered through turbulent times and survived to prosper. In 1980, a contentious strike almost split the union, but the Brotherhood of the Barrel prevailed. Today, it's a stronger union because of that, as Local 2 is forever negotiating benefits for their members. Ask any of the members and they will tell you, as the faces of our ranks change over time, the men and women of Local 2 will always stand steadfast in our resolve to aid and assist those who find themselves in dire situations. Our brotherhood is our bond, and we celebrate our differences as a way to better serve the citizens of Chicago and keep each other safe. For more info, go to IAFF2.org.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hooli. Stay tuned.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Boxes Pizza.
For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Hey, my parents are going out of town this weekend if you want to come over and party with us. Make sure you have a white hat and a choker on.
My parents are in Lake Tahoe for 2 months.
Oh, and if you're a dude, it's cool to wear sandals. Yeah. Sorry, Hoolies, you're not invited.
We're going to drink Zimas.
Right.
Pass out, throw up.
We're going to get Zimas and look at each other's sandals.
We're taking Andrea's Jeep.
Mm-hmm. And sing together.
It's not stick, though. She's too scared.
Right. Welcome back, Hoolies. Hoolies, little 90s reminiscing.
Oh, right, yeah. Marlboro Lights everywhere.
Right, we're just reminiscing about the 90s, ma. We're not talking dirty.
I did that in the sales pitch to a guy the other day. I have this new product that has, everything's like coming back 90s.
Yeah,
90s. Right? Like in the fashion. And it's even within labeling on products now. No, but it's got like that kind of a look. It's like fluorescent lettering and it's in cursive. And it's got like, you know.
Big clothes are coming back again. You notice that? Like it was the skinny jean a few years ago. Now everyone wants to go back to like baggy clothes
again. Does that bother you?
Yeah, because I was just getting fit.
Get a pair of baggy jeans. Carpenter
Get some Jenkos.
Jeans.
Right. Some Jenkies.
I need a pair of carpenter jeans. I got to have them with all the woodworking I'm doing in the basement.
I got to look like I'm a carpenter.
Right. Well, I need a loop for my hammer.
So instead
I need
of
a loop and a dress shirt.
In Field of Dreams 2.
How ridiculous the bones look.
Michael Stoyanov, he wears carpenter jeans. Like how Costner wears regular blue jeans in Field of Dreams and Field of Dreams 2. Kazanov, whatever his name is.
Bill just wants to get this out.
He's got the.
He had a thought. He's going. He's pushing.
Push the button.
Right.
And say lift off.
Oh, God bless you.
Bill. Yeah. So Stoyanov's wearing carpenter jeans.
I got beef with you.
What's that?
I called you the other day. You did not return my phone call.
Ooh.
You did?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't even realize this.
I was looking for a fishing spot. My son Brody's really into fishing now, so.
Nice. Speaking of which, my daughter Charlotte came home from camp. She was gone for a month, right? Back to some real life human stories. I really missed her, but she took fishing at camp, and she told me, I was like, oh, did you catch anything? She's like, yeah, I caught 7 fish. I was like, wow. You know, just off a pier, just learning how to cast. So Clay,
Each fish ate the one before it.
Yes.
It's all 7 at once.
Right. But she caught fish that I've never caught. She caught a largemouth bass. I got some nice fish. I was like, oh, I've only caught like bluegills and stuff.
So yeah, I had a question about forest preserve fishing.
There's,
can you fish in any forest preserve?
First of all, you have to get a fishing license.
Not if you're under 16, which Brody's doing the fishing, not me.
All right. Okay. Then he doesn't need one, but, there's a few different little spots I can.
You ever heard of Axe Head Lake?
No, where's Axe Head?
It's like Park Ridge-ish.
Okay, see, and I never got up north around here. I was West Burbs.
Okay.
I know some spots out there for sure, though.
Let's all go. We'll throw our rods in the water.
Well, my buddy's got a boat. He can take us on a boat. We could throw our rods off the boat.
Ooh, boat fishing.
And, like, there's a few couple places around here where they stock it, and I can tow his boat, and we could go up there and drive around a little lake. And
hey, Bill, what are you doing this weekend? Want to go listen to some Dave Matthews and throw our rods around?
That sounds awesome.
That sounds like a killer weekend to me. I don't know why the guy's Southern. It should be.
Do you think Southern people like Dave Matthews?
Not at all.
Yeah, they do.
No.
I don't know.
Southern Dave Matthews fan? Play Ants Marching!
Play Satellite.
Satellite, dude. Come on.
Come on. Aren't they that guitar, David.
Aren't they from
What would you say? What would you say? Say it. What would you say? Sing it.
Dave Matthews live in Atlanta.
I paid $60.
He might be from the South. Isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought he was from like Charleston or something.
He's from somewhere like, shady.
We know Hootie and the Blowfish is from down there.
He's from like a weird place in Florida.
Hey, there is. While Mike, our producer Mike, looks where up Dave Matthews is from.
Do we know who Dave Matthews' dad is?
We're gonna have to find out that too. There is some breaking celebrity Hollywood news.
Oh,
Spears is free.
Come on, what do you mean?
Jamie Spears, the father of Britney Spears, has agreed it's time to step down as conservator of Britney's estate.
Lies.
It just came out like an hour ago, folks. Wow. Spears has been free.
I'm free.
I also
to do what I want.
I also read the other day, Spears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm free.
Right.
I can go to Arby's now by myself.
Right. She can go to Dave Matthews concerts, something that she always wanted to do. Yeah. Dave Matthews is South African. Thank you, Mike.
Sorry. Wow.
We were way up.
Well, we had South.
He's from
right?
Atlanta.
Yeah, the A was the only part that was correct.
He's from Atlantis.
He's from South Atlanta.
He is from Atlantis. Donovan sang about him.
He's the only surviving person from Atlantis.
Well, I think we just found out our closing song of the show.
Actually, we just make a character up. Instead of Dave Matthews, his name is Matt Davies. And he's from South Atlanta.
Matt Davies from South Atlanta?
Yeah.
He's doing this. Matt Davies Spears.
I heard Spears is dating Matt Davies.
Yeah, he's next.
So what's she going to do now?
I don't know. It said we've this is from Too Much Zuck.
Nothing changes, though. Someone else has taken over the reins of her whatever, conservatorship.
Her estate?
Into it, Pat.
I am. It says, we've learned Jamie's lawyer is filing legal docs in which he says there are, in fact, no actual grounds for suspending or removing Mr. Spears as the conservator of the estate. And it is highly debatable whether a change in conservator at this time would be in Mr. Spears' best interest.
Can we get some law and order?
And then he lowered the boom. Yeah, right? Nevertheless, even as Mr. Spears, the unremitting target of unjustified attacks, so he's being attacked, he does not believe that a public battle with his daughter over his continuing service as her conservator would be in his best interests. So even though he must contest this unjustified petition for his removal, Mr. Spears intends to work with the court and his daughter's new attorney to prepare for an orderly transition to a new conservator?
Yes.
So somebody else gets to own Britney now?
Yep.
Maybe it'll be
here's what I
Matt Davies.
Thank you, Clay. A little Law and Order noise. Brittany, by the way, I did see this on her Insta. You ever follow Brittany on Insta?
My new conservatorship.
No. She converted to Catholicism.
Oh God
really?
Bless.
Wow. Right. So Brittany is officially able to take home to mom in my house.
Oh
yes.
Right.
Yeah. Brittany, you just passed a couple tests.
Brittany, did I just see you saying a rosary with my mom?
Brittany, you probably sing On Eagle's Wings so beautifully.
I will raise you up.
Is like On that. Eagle's Wings, it's technically a Catholic song?
I think it's just played.
No, I wrote On Eagle's Wings.
I think it's just played at a lot of funerals.
Excuse me, Dave, can you play On Eagle's Wings?
Right. She could sing like, if Brittany was singing at church, you know.
Dave Matthews are going
to. The communion song, you know, she might. Taste and see. Taste and see.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
I forget
glory.
The other
one.
Yeah, the glory of.
That's new age. I'm old school.
Taste and see. Taste and see.
Then Joel Osteen flips her a host like it's a quarter.
Right. The body
of
Christ.
That.
Yeah, that's the.
Go on, eat it.
That's her video.
Body of Christ.
Taste and see. Yeah. Oh
my Body gosh. Of Christ is the name of her boat she's going to buy in a little bit.
Right. Well, yeah, now she gets to buy a boat. But
no, she's not allowed to.
No, that's right. She can't. She's got to ask for permission.
She can't buy anything.
Right. No.
Jack Nicholson's her new owner.
Wouldn't that be great?
Where are you going?
Yeah. You're supposed to go to the Laker game.
Brittany, put the car keys back.
Right. And put some shoes on, for Christ's sake. I don't like looking at your feet. I don't like feet.
Do a little on Eagles wings for me.
Right. Sure. Try this out. Hey, taste and
I've
see.
I've been smoking ganja all day. Do a little on Eagles wings for me.
All right.
I'll do it, Jack.
Okay, sounds good, Jack.
Right. It's whack.
Right. Can you put some pants on first?
No. I've been boating.
It's hot out.
It's extremely hot.
Anyway, put on Field of Dreams.
I'm going to go watch Field of Dreams in the bathtub.
Well, another odd show, folks. They've been getting wackier and wackier, and I know why. It's because the news cycle is so insane that I don't even want to touch half the stuff that's going on. Right. So
get your news from Musk.
Yeah, right. Just get my news from Musk.
I'll tell you what's going on Mars.
Right. But if you have enjoyed the last hour of this ridiculousness, you can always find archives if you go to hibernianradio.org.
Right.
Or you can go to iTunes.
I do want to say something, though. I want to give my entire condolences to the Chicago Police Department.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
About the loss of police officer Ella French. What a tragic day in the city of Chicago.
Senseless.
And her partner. And I can't remember that name of that officer right now off the top of my head.
Carlos, it'll come to me in a minute. But we're praying for him.
My thoughts and prayers to all that family and our condolences from the show to the whole police department. So yes.
Absolutely.
Hang in there, guys.
Yep. Do want to thank our sponsors again. Cork and Carry Irish Pub out in Beverly and Bridgeport. Fox's Beverly Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Flood Brothers Disposal.
Yeah.
Guinness Irish Stout.
Right.
And the International Association of Firefighters Union Local 2.
We love them as well.
Yep. Sure. We can play Atlantis Clay on the way out here.
Oh, by the way, I was supposed to do this tonight. Before we go to the end of the show, I wanted to give everybody, let them know, September 11th, the Emerald Society of the... Fraternal Order of Police here in Chicago.
Yes.
They are the Pipes and Drums Band of the Chicago Police Department as well. They are hosting their annual dinner dance at Gaelic Park.
Nice.
And this year's honoree for Man of the Year is our very own father, Mike Houlihan.
Wow.
So, there are tickets to be sold. If you guys are interested, please reach out to us. We'll let you know if anybody wants to attend the event. We encourage everyone to come out, say hello, and support the Fraternal Order of Police and the Emerald Society.
Great. You can go and find archives of the show if you go to iTunes.com and search for us there for Hooli's Hooli Show, or you can go to hibernianradio.org. It's Donovan doing Atlantis here.
Good night.
Yes. I can't listen to this song without thinking of Billy Batts and Goodfellas.
Yes, that's what Martin wanted.
Mm-hmm. Until next week, sweet Kevin Costner dreams.
God, see you later.
Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind,